So this morning, some of the men met together for a little prayer session. And we were just commenting on great season our church is in right now, how things are functioning very well. Things are, God's moving. There's a general peace and harmony that we have amongst the body, and just grateful and how appreciative we need to be of that. But that just also means that we need to be extra on guard right now. So a very loving pastor once told us from right up here that life comes in three seasons. We're either in a hard time, we just came out of a hard time and we should celebrate, or we should get ready to be going into a hard time, right? And his advice, you guys might remember, is that when we are recognizing that we have come out of a hard time and things are good, we should appreciate it, because that means that something challenging is coming up on the horizon. So I just wanted to point that out, that it seems like we're in a pretty wonderful time right now in our church, and so we should be just enjoying that. A couple of updates for you guys. Next week, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but next Sunday or next Monday is Christmas. So that means next Sunday we're going to have a special day at our church. Rob and Lisa are leading a breakfast for our church. Miss Lisa, what time would you like everybody here next Sunday? 9 o'clock. Correct. So we're going to have breakfast at 9 o'clock here next Sunday. That's Christmas Eve. Followed by a special all together. The Sunday school classes will all gather together downstairs and watch the First Noel. You might remember that from past Christmases, because I think we've been watching this for a number of years together. It's a little 30-minute video that's quite a blessing. And then we're going to have a special Sunday Christmas service. So we won't have the regular format next Sunday. It will be a special service that finishes up with a candlelight service part of that. So that will be next Sunday. We're also excited to be joined by Mr. Jake and Miss Chloe coming to town. So we're excited to see them. And you'll be happy to know that you can look forward to Sunday the 31st that Mr. Jake will be preaching. He's going to be bringing the message to us that day. That's something to look forward to. The pastor search committee is going to meet right after service today. And just a reminder that the bylaws revisions, that's getting ready to start. So starting the first of the year through the end of January is when you should be getting all your info and comments in on that. And last but not least, there's a bunch of extra Christmas decorations. Please look at them. They're just in the room back there that needs a home. There's also an extra Christmas tree downstairs in a big box, not a real one, a fake one. And so if anybody or knows of anybody that needs a Christmas tree, we do need to find a home for that. Christmas cards, I saw that. So right back on the table, there's a bunch of Christmas cards, so check that. We have a lot going on. We have a lot to be grateful for. We're going to have a call to service or to worship today, James chapter 1. James chapter 1 in this verse 17, so you guys can flip over and find that. We'll read that together. James 1, 17. For every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Let's pray. Father God, we are grateful for this Christmas season. Father, we are grateful that you have sent your Son for us, Lord. We are grateful that he died in our place, and we're even more grateful that he rose again. And we look forward to the promise of his return. Lord, we pray your blessing over this time together. We pray your blessing over each person, that they would just be renewed and energized in you for a new week. Lord, we pray that we would be drawing aside from the busyness of the season, Lord, to focus on you. And we just give you the praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's going to be a little bit different. You may have received a blue piece of paper. And if you have not, just raise your hand and Mr. Soren will come and give you a piece of paper. We're going to have a little audience participation. So you can prepare yourself for that. We're looking at the blessings and the praise that are due God. The blessings that God gives us and the praise that be focused on Him and the blessings that He has given each one of us and as our church family cumulatively. So what is a blessing? It's grace from God. And grace from God is unmerited favor. So it's favor that He shows on His church, on His people who have chosen to follow Him. Blessings come in all sorts of shapes, sizes, and situations. It could be the birth of a child. We would all agree that's a great blessing. We just recently celebrated our youngest son's Aaron's 10th birthday. And we were remembering how he came. He arrived about 5:30 in the morning in the middle of a blizzard, an ice storm, at our home with the wood stove going. It was quite a credible blessing and situation. And of course, the birth of our other children has also been a great source of blessing. Something as small as a text message from a friend. Have you ever been going about your day and all of a sudden pops into your head, I need to send this person a message? Okay. If that ever happens, you need to stop what you're doing and send them a message because there's a reason. Okay. It could be being reconnected with a long past acquaintance. How many people have ever appreciated in the springtime the opening up of a flower, the rising of a crocus up through the melting snow? We look forward at our house, our little patch of crocuses. We get all excited when you start seeing them pop up. And whoever spots the first one, we usually take a picture of it. It's a blessing. This week, we saw newly fallen snow after many days of dark and rain and storm. How many people appreciated having white and amplifying the light? And we noticed everyone was much happier that day when the snow came. It might be a blessing to you that God is working in other people's lives. We recently had a couple of three young people be baptized. How many people have considered that to be a blessing to your life for watching that happen? I had the opportunity these last couple of years to watch one of my coworkers, Mr. Dan Jaeger, come to the Lord and be baptized right here in this church. That was a huge blessing to see that happen. It could be an act of service by someone else. You guys notice today when you walked in, it was really stormy outside, and you walked in, it was heat from the building came out of the door, and the lights were on, the floor was clean. You walk into the sanctuary, and it's beautifully decorated. Our teens did a wonderful job decorating that. There's no trash laying around. The waste paper baskets were empty. The toilet paper was stocked. Could be looking forward to having breakfast served for you on Christmas Eve morning. It could be someone laboring in the background, rebuilding our website, working on our bylaws. Have you guys looked at our website in the last couple weeks? I am so appreciative of the work that Brother Guy has been doing on that. It's wonderful because I didn't want to do it. It's a lot of work, but he has a gift for that. And now all of the sermons are right there. You can actually go back and listen to the past sermons. So thank you, Brother Guy, for that. God gives us blessings every day. Some are small and some are big. Sometimes we recognize them in the moment, and sometimes only when we look back or when a friend points them out to us. So today you have a little piece of blue paper. And so as we talk, we're going to be looking at some scripture. I just want you to be thinking about the blessings that this church and you as a member of the body have received from God in this last 12 months. A couple notes down here in the next few minutes as we're talking. I'm going to be calling on you to share some of those blessings, a little testimony time. So just write down some notes, some things that looking back over the last 12 months, you recognize that God has blessed this church and you as a member of the body. Life is hard, and it's filled with hardship. How many people have ever had a hardship? How many people have had a hardship this past year? This past month? How about this past week? Inside it, though, there's blessings. And sometimes you have to look back to see them. And that's what we're going to look at today. Hardships come in all sorts of forms. My wife and I, after we moved here, we were fortunate enough to buy an old house. And we had a couple kids, and we were working hard just to make the ends meet every month. And one morning after I went to work in the wintertime, I got a call from my wife saying we have 2 inches of water in our basement. And that was hard. We had to, without any money, we had to rip it all out, gut it all down to the studs, rebuild it over the course of, well, we're still rebuilding it. We had to do it out of pocket in ourselves. It wasn't something that we planned on, that we wanted. But some great things came out of it. We actually found that our house had a wood stove chimney that was buried behind the wall. And we would have never known until we gutted it all out. And now we have the blessing of a wood stove in our house. And we were able to reconfigure, move some walls around and create more usable space. And so looking back, we wouldn't want it to change, even though at the time we weren't very excited about the project that was in front of us. But looking back now, we're so grateful that it happened because our lives are better now. Okay? Obviously, there's a plan for that. There could be an illness or death or a tragedy. But years down the road, maybe you're able to help and connect with somebody who's experiencing the same thing because you went through it. We know that God allows bad things to happen in the world. And we know that He can act inside of those bad things with good. But we have to be paying attention to it. Our first scripture that we're going to look at is from 2 Corinthians in the first chapter. 2 Corinthians in the first chapter. We're going to be looking at verses 3 and 4 today. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. But we have so much good things happening in our lives, even just today. We'll just take a minute and look around at the people sitting next to you. They're here. You have eyes to see. And you can sit upright. The main issue that we have to overcome is that as a human, we have a bent to find the bad or the negative. Webster says that a bent is a determination to have or to do, or a natural talent. So an example is that as parents, we have a duty to help identify our children's bents, that is their natural occurring talents, and encourage them in the direction of that. So as a human, we have a bent to find the negative or the bad. It's a subconscious thing that has it, and I can prove it to you. If you look at me right now, I would think that in a very short amount of time, you could name 10 things that are wrong with me, you don't like about me, or annoying about me. Please don't share them out loud. Okay? This is natural. We don't even have to worry about it. It's right there. If I ask you about a coworker or a spouse, you could probably nail 20 items in as many seconds. Right? We have a natural bent towards that. We also have a natural bent of thinking and remembering the negatives in our lives, the embarrassing moments in our lives, the mess ups in our lives, the bad things in our lives. They tend to be sharper in our memory, at least they are in mine, and are easier to remember and recall than the good things. I remember Brother Jimmy bringing a message on this very topic. And he reminded us that when a negative memory comes up, that's the devil pointing to our past. And that we are to put it behind us because that's the devil looking at us and pointing and laughing and amplifying that. And that with God, he never points to our past, he always points to our future. But we have a natural bent for this. God always has good planned. Even in the bad, he has good for you. And in all good, he's present. We're going to look at Psalms, the 107th chapter of Psalms, verses 1, 2, and 3. That's Psalms 107, verses 1, 2, and 3. And I just remind you as we're going through this to please make a couple notes on your blue piece of paper in regards to some blessings that you remember from the last month, last year. Well, Psalms 107, starting in verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. This means we need to retrain our natural selves to find God's good in all situations. So think of something right now in your life that you're struggling with, a situation that you're in and not happy about, maybe not even of your own doing. I'm just thinking about those folks down in Wrangell who just had that massive mudslide, not something they chose, probably not something they caused, but now they're having to deal with a tragedy of huge magnitude I can't even comprehend. But in it, there's good. We just have to exchange our glasses. I'm wearing glasses today so I can focus on what the words are. But there's all sorts of different types of glasses. There's glasses at the grocery store in the little tube. Anybody ever bought those? So you can just got little reading glasses, right? And there's prescription glasses. I went to a doctor to get this. Each one is a little bit different. If you think way back in the past, you might remember wearing sunglasses. Those are the dark things that you put on when the sun comes out to shield you from the glare. Yeah, you could Google if you want a picture of what that looks like. If you're a fisherman, you might wear polarized sunglasses so you can see a little bit farther into the water and eliminate some of the shadows so maybe you can see where what are the fish are doing. I have a relation in our family's circle that shoots the little things that fly up. What's that called? Yeah, they wear the rose-colored glasses to make things brighter and more contrast. Okay, so different glasses help you see different things. Each focuses on a different part of the sight or allows you to see something differently. Okay, so I'd encourage you if you're not wearing glasses today, to figure out the glasses that you need so you can find the good in situations. This is something we work really hard at our karate school. Our teachers are trained. We actually have classes on this for them. We call it the Good Finder because we deal with all sorts of different kids, and some of them are a great joy and some of them are a great challenge. And even the ones who are a great challenge, there's good things in it, but we have to seek them out and amplify it and magnify it because our natural bent is just to see a difficult child. And that can create negative interactions with our teachers. And so we train our teachers to be good finders. Even if it's just the fact that this kid showed up today, we praise the fact that they showed up, even though they're horrible, right? But we have to find the good in situations. Popular Christian artist Laura Story has a song called Blessings. And reading from that, it says, because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if the trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? So a little encouragement for you that there's always good in negative or bad situations that we haven't engineered or chosen. So we're going to take a little time and share some things that you guys might have remembered from this last year that were blessings in this church body. I'm going to ask Aaron to come and help me. He doesn't know this, by the way. He's going to run the microphone. And we're going to take turns sharing. It's okay. We're all going to go. Who would like to start? Mr. JK. You're just delivering it, Aaron.
So for me, it was actually finding out, kind of a weird one, finding out that Bria needed a pacemaker, getting that dealt with. Just, she hates it when I do this, but for me, that's a huge blessing because I see the, from the day she got it till I could see the change in her face. Her blood was flowing right, and that just seeing her healthier was a huge blessing to me.
Okay, I've got a list here. Okay. William got to go to Guatemala just in time to see his father. That was a huge blessing. I thank God that Miss Pat's here with us today. I'm thankful for Pia's travels, which are many, and all of us that had safe travels this year. Thank you for Quinn, who is visiting with us today, and for Joanna. Thankful that Mrs. Celine was able to return to Sunday school today, and that we had 3 work teams this year that came to help. Amen. That was a huge blessing.
For our church, God has blessed this church with 3 brothers to deliver his word while we seek a new pastor. Very blessed for them. And for the youth that the Mateo family that continues to deliver music, worship music, so we may continue to have music to worship God. Also, God has blessed me with many things, a new home, a new vehicle that I may get around in Juneau, and mostly with a new job and with a leader, a boss that's incredible, that's full of compassion and knowledge and that I've learned a lot from. And most of all, he's blessed me with a church family that's compassionate, helpful, prayerful, and we all help each other. I've never had a family quite like this.
I have been blessed in the church recently, most of all by our teenagers. I've seen a change in them over the past few months, I guess, just that they are full of life and they are engaging with each other and laughing and having fun and serving us. And just it's fun to see the group of them and inviting friends and just having a ball. It's here in the church.
I too have been blessed with the teens. I am called to teach, not a specific area. I love the little kids, but I have been so blessed by being in the teens class. They think of questions we would never think of. And they are learning so much, and they're loving their Lord, and they're sharing their Lord, and that's a blessing. VBS this year, I was very sad that I didn't get to participate a lot in VBS, but when I walked in and the kids are smiling and happy and wanting to know our Savior, what a blessing that is. When you're in it every day, you kind of miss some of that. And when I was downstairs last year cooking and stuff, I didn't get to see a lot of the things. So when I could walk in the end and see some of the stuff I haven't seen in a few years, it was a tremendous blessing. Watching our three teens get baptized, it was my privilege to share my salvation and my baptism with them shortly before they did that. And when you take the time to share about how you came to know the Lord as personal Savior, it renews a fire within you that hasn't gone out, but maybe has been dimmed by life a little bit. But I think one of my biggest blessings was the repair of a friendship through some unfortunate circumstances. I had some trouble with a sister. And through mutual forgiveness, compassion, and love, we now have a stronger relationship than we did before. And those relationships mean the world to me.
I wanted to say that when you asked Brother Nathan about blessings, the first thing that came to my brain was peace. There's so much peace, and it's beyond our understanding, right? It's so amazing, and I'm so grateful for that. Through, you said hardship, but yeah, it's good. It just feels good. And with that peace, I have to say what blessed me is that I have renewed friendships in this church body to where I feel like I have, even though they've been short moments, I just feel so much more intimately loved and feel love from the people in this room, you know, because it's very real right now and it just feels good. Anyway, on a personal note for Rob and I am excited to, God is blessing us with another grandchild, and it's a girl. Amazing. So we're very excited about that. So that was unbelievable when we heard that. And then, yeah, it's just good. I'm grateful that God is faithful. He loves us, and that he can take a church that to me felt like we had a very heavy, wet wool blanket on us, and God lifted that overnight. And we have, we're growing together, and we just love each other. So I'm grateful for that.
I just want to say that we got baptized. I think that's pretty cool over this past year.
I had the same one that me telling Treyas all got baptized.
many blessings this last season, this last year. I always appreciate my wife. Never tell her enough how I appreciate her, but she is always is such a blessing. She puts up with me, and it's greatly appreciated. The couple of projects we got finished this spring, the kitchen was pretty much redone down at the Hot Parsonage, and it still needs a lot of work, but that was done. The work team with the pathway out here, we've had that in our dream sheet for a long time, and it got accomplished. And so that was certainly a blessing to have that happen. It'll be a blessing to the whoever lives down there next to be able to walk up to the church and not be inundated with stormy, wet weather and icy steps and that sort of thing. And personally, I really appreciate the men in the church who have stepped up to serve us and serve alongside me. It's like there have been times when I felt like I was by myself, but I know now I am not, and I greatly appreciate that for sure. And the other men, there's other great men in our church that just are a blessing to me. Brother Al, for sure, has always been a blessing. Brother Reese has always been a joy to talk to and be around, and I just appreciate him. And Brother Guy, the Lord, we've been friends a long time with Brother Guy, and he is steadfastly a rock in my life for sure. I look to him a lot that he probably doesn't even realize, but I just appreciate these guys and others. Brother Williams, quietness and yet deep faith. When he speaks, you better listen. And it just goes on and on. Brother J.K. has grown so much. It's just impressive what God is doing and has done. And I trust God is going to continue to do it, because he's God and he doesn't change. And as long as we'll stay obedient and honor him, praise him, even in those difficult times, he rewards that. He is a great and awesome God.
One little point that my wife made. We've been here for 12 years. We came up for 1 year. Supposed to come up for 1 year. We've been here 13 now, but we've been here at the church for 12. And it seems like when we came here, we started, or the church has been praying for William's immigration status. And I tell you, my brother, we've been praying and praying and praying and praying. And God answered it, and he was able to go down and see his dad and renew that family. Oh, my gosh. I love him. And it just fills my heart to know that God is gracious, guys. He's compassionate. He desires for you to have that relationship. And over the years, we've prayed, God's been good. Good to see you, William.
We've already mentioned a lot of these things: love, unity, peace, discernment, the baptisms, the youth involvement, the parade of preachers, the new adult teachers. The ministry of the youth has been an especial blessing to me. And there was an event here a few weeks ago where there were people hitting each other in the face with pies. And the youth group is very inspirational, because when my oldest granddaughter Isabel turned 9, she wanted to hit me in the face with a pie, and she did, because she was here and saw that, and the kids moved to town, and God is good. So thank you, youth.
I was to cry, but I want to thank everyone for praying for our family, and it's just good to see everybody. It's, you know, when I'm not in church, I you know, it feels really good to be back to church. As Carrie was saying, you know, I like to travel, so I'm never home. But I do really appreciate you guys praying for our family, even if we're not here. And it's good to see faces, like especially Miss Pat. It's good to see her here. And I want us to sing for Miss Beb's birthday today, you know, later on, you know, before we all disappear. But we want us to happy birthday to Miss Beb. But yeah, we just appreciate all the prayers that you guys have been doing for our family. Thank you.
Over the past years, it's been a little bit lonely, and there's been times of loneliness, and over the years, like, as we grew our friendships back together again since we came back home, it's been awesome and great, and just to see a lot of blessings that's been happening, especially with the church's recovery, it's just been a blessing to see, and it's good to be with everyone, and everyone's been awesome and great, and I hope we can continue like this for a while still. And God has been faithful. And sometimes we don't see it clearly and the things that have been moving. And there's still trouble a whole lot everywhere. Acknowledging that has been a bit hard for some of us. And definitely, we also know that there's also growth happening as well. And just want to say thank you to all the support for, especially you guys keep saying it all the time, for the music group, and that's been awesome, and it helps us to always love to perform, not for you guys all the time. It's been awesome, it's been a privilege. Just have fun doing it, and we hope that you guys will still continue to have us as well. So thank you.
Well, the mic is close to me, so I'm the talker at home, so I'll, in behalf of my family. And for this church, I would like to praise God for this church, that God is truly real and true to what he says, that God protects, and the truth will always be there and prevails, and Luke 8:17, you know, and that's the truth, and God showed to us what is truth, and he protects us from things that's not from him. And even though with our differences, and our heart is one and you in unity, and I would like to thank God personally through my husband, and we've been talking about, we just want to be at peace to everyone, and because that's the desire of our hearts. And I'm thankful for my husband, as he's a blessing to my life, and he's been through a lot, and he's a quiet one, but he's my blessing. So on behalf of my husband, and praise God for all that he has done for us.
I like singing. So singing for God was a really good blessing. I'm very happy that I get to. So I'm very thankful for having good relationships in this church too. Not just with kids my age, but also the people who have always been here. So thank you for letting us sing for God with you guys.
I took a big risk earlier this year when I moved here, and it's been such a blessing to get to know all of you in this church, because I'd been in the same church for a long time, and it was good to like see something new and like a different style of church that I'm not used to. So that's really cool. Thanks, guys.
I'm thankful for all the support I get here. Thank you so much.
I praise God. Through all the trials, tribulations, transitions this church and each individual has gone through, God has not left our hearts, and he has not left this building. Thank you, Lord, for staying and tarrying with us and seeing us through.
There is a lot of life in this church. And I think it's important that every once in a while we just pause and look back and see just exactly what God is doing, because we can get so distracted with the current project or the current thing that we're working through or the busyness of life, the busyness of the season, that it's easy to start forgetting some of the things and seeing how many people appreciate hearing what has been going on in other people's lives, right? It's an encouragement, it's a praise. And so I know that God has great things in store for this next year for us. I'm grateful for each person that's here and the spot that we're in. And I want us to make sure that we are appreciating and enjoying this moment in time in our church family, right? Because going back to the reminder at the beginning, there's three seasons of life and or cycles within life, and so we need to be appreciative of what we have now, because there will be hard times, there will be hard things that we have to walk through together. So it's definitely a time of celebration. So we're going to close here with an invitation. I want to go back to our opening call to worship from James chapter 1. Verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow.